the SRS, an update on the new baby Cirrus from Sebring. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome in, and thanks for downloading us today. Last week, we got an update on the Cessna Skycatcher's progress. This week, we wanted to catch up with progress on the light sport aircraft being fielded by the other big general aviation nameplate to enter the LSA segment, Cirrus. We'll start with Cirrus CEO Alan Klappmeyer's brief comments at a press briefing at AirVenture Oshkosh 2007, in which he first introduced the plane.
Thank you very much for coming. It really is fantastic to see this big a group here on the first day of World's Greatest Event. I think that, you know, we normally say World's Greatest Aviation Event, but from our point of view, just World's Greatest Event probably covers it. It's been a long, long time that we've been coming to Oshkosh, and I really can never quite get over the feeling of being here. And I know I'm supposed to talk about airplanes and stuff like that, but I want to talk about Oshkosh for a minute. This is the center of the universe as far as I'm concerned, and nothing is better than being at Oshkosh this week of the year. And obviously, as being part of Oshkosh, we love to be here and show off new things and talk about what we're doing as a company. Cirrus first exhibited here in 1987. So that makes about 20 years that we've been displaying, and even longer that Dale and I have been wandering around out here dreaming about what we could build and gradually collecting a team around of us that have done the same kind of dreaming. So it's really fun to always come back to Oshkosh to announce things. So obviously from a growing the market point of view, we have now a jet, we've got an SR-22 family, we've already announced the supersonic vertical takeoff transatlantic airplane, it's not ready yet. But as we look at filling out this family of airplanes, obviously there's the other side of the spectrum that we look at. How do we take the SR-22 and the SR-20, the things we've done in our base models for personal transportation, and continue to make them easier and more accessible and lower price? Well, for a lot of people, what that means is LSA. We've always been interested in making sure that we have lower cost aircraft. But in looking at the LSA market, the need to grow the training side and the fun side of flying, we've paid attention to it. For a number of years, we've been evaluating and talking with other people in the industry because, as I said, we don't have time to design it. So in this case, we've decided we're going to introduce an LSA. It's just not going to be one that we design. So this is our introduction now of what we expect as the basis for a Cirrus LSA. This airplane is an airplane that's currently available in Europe as the FK-14 Polaris. It meets their ultralight standards, what we often call microlight standards here, and is not an LSA airplane yet, so it's lighter weight than LSA. So what our task is over the next 12 months or so, we'll be working with FK to design an LSA airplane based upon this that actually is a little bit higher gross weight. And this is an interesting problem. Think about this while I say this. We have to figure out how to make it go slower. But the airplane is therefore not LSA compliant yet. We'll be working with Peter Funk and his team at FK to meet LSA requirements, meet the inevitable product liability concerns that a company like Cirrus would have from a Part 23 perspective, which means do a whole Part 23 evaluation, not certification. And then, and we toy a lot with the word on how to say this, and I'll just say the word that we use internally, even though I recognize that it's an awkward term, Cirrusize the airplane. If you just hate that.
We're bringing you an update on the Cirrus SRS project. When we return, we'll hear Jim Campbell's interview with John Gausch, Vice President of Sales for Cirrus, from the 2008 U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring. I'm Paul Plagg, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. Today we're updating you on Cirrus Design's progress in bringing to market the SRS, the company's light sport aircraft, adapted from a successful European design from FK Light Planes of Germany. On January 17th, Cirrus announced it was accepting orders for the SRS. ANN's Jim Campbell caught up with John Gausch, Vice President of Sales for Cirrus, to learn more.
John, first of all, congratulations on joining us at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo and what appears to be an excellent launch on the deposit-taking process for the Cirrus SRS. Tell us, what's the numbers looking like so far?
Well, we thank you very much. The response has been overwhelming. We're pushing 100 orders at this point. Just started taking them day before yesterday. So we're very encouraged, very happy with the response. And people jumping in line, looking to step up and get one of the early positions.
Sounds like a winner. So 100 orders in a little bit over 2 days. Not too bad.
Not too bad. You know, we like that kind of rate. We wish we could get it across our whole product line, but that's why we have the SRS. Well, kick things off and start things.
Well, that's what 2009 is for. You guys got to work up to it slowly but surely.
Well, Alan thought that was for 2004, so we're doing everything we can. So
hustling. Well, you know, Alan, what can you say?
Yes. Well, we say we got great leadership. Again, with Alan and Dale, the brothers, with their vision, what they see for the industry, for the marketplace, the light sport aircraft really fits into what they've planned and wanted to accomplish all the way through. So now with the light sport on the bottom end, jet coming on the top end, we're starting to get to where we're really starting to fulfill Alan Dale's original vision and what we can be as a company and what we hope we can all do together as an industry.
Tell me if you would. First of all, how are people receiving it here? There's an awful lot of different aircraft here at the Sport Aviation Expo, everything from the basic ultralight all the way on up to things that go way past the LSA definition, and you know, a lot of different platforms, high wing, low wing, mid wing, pushers, pullers, you name it. Where is the SRS in all this? What are you hearing from people as far as those who are interested and why?
And again, you're very correct with the diversity that is here, and we think we've got a product. What we're hearing from the prospects and from the deposit holders is that they see this as being a really fun aircraft. Looks like it's going to do what they need it to do. They're going to be able to have fun with it. They like the composite construction, the sturdiness of the aircraft. So we're seeing that they really are impressed with the vehicle itself. Probably more so than that, they like the fact that from a company standpoint, we'll have the service support, the training networks to go with it, and really put the whole package together. So rather than just a fun vehicle that looks great and you can have a great time go on flying, we've got a whole support network behind it to make sure that it keeps flying.
The plan, as I understand it, is to Cirrusize this airplane, to make it an airplane attractive to the Cirrus community as a function of either the upgrade to or as a secondary airplane for the guys looking for something P-patching when they just don't want to go anywhere, which they have their SR-20 or SR-22 for.
Yes, very much so. I mean, Peter Funk, FK Light Planes, did a great job developing the aircraft. There are minor things that do tie it into the Cirrus line a little bit better. So one of the changes from Oshkosh, we have the Castree nose wheel on this aircraft now. Excellent. We've changed the flap design. We've gone to a little bit wider seats than the Europeans had. So we are Cirrusizing it, and you'll continue to see more things to change it, make it fit into our line a little bit better, and have the Cirrus qualities to it. We still have the ballistic parachute, the composite construction, so all the big points are there. Now we want to try to get the comfort, the ergonomics, the performance, and the value to really fit in with the whole Cirrus line.
What are the plans from here on out? When will we see SRSs in the sky?
Well, we're continuing to do the development to Cirrusize the product and rushing to get it as quickly as possible. The target date right now is first half of 09 for customer deliveries.
And what do you expect initial production to be like? How many of these things are going to show up?
And a lot of that's going to depend on what we see the demand to be. Right now, the response is phenomenal. We're going to try to match our production to the demand that's out there. We still need to gear that and judge that. It's part of the reason for taking deposits here. And then figure out the capabilities between the partner companies, FK and Cirrus, to find out where to make it and how many to make. So all those decisions are still things we're working towards, and we'll probably have answers for on that later this year.
Talk about the specifications a little bit. This is an air design that truly kind of pushes the definitions of LSA as far as specifications, performance, and capabilities.
And again, it was being designed as a microlight in Europe to start. It wasn't set to really hit the LSA squarely. So again, it is faster than the LSA category, which gives us a challenge that our engineers are trying to find ways to slow airplanes down. Typically, they've been working just the other way. We think they're up to the challenge and we'll be able to slow the aircraft down effectively. But as we do that, we want to try to also build in better flying characteristics, make it a better rounded airplane, make it sturdier. We also can add weight. Going up to the 1320 weight limit, we can add weight. So we want to add durability to the aircraft. So again, we are going to be right at the top of the speed characteristics. 120 knots will be there just a touch under because we have to slow down to get under that. Over 500 pounds minimum for useful load. So we really want to be able to put you and I in the airplane so we can go fly somewhere.
That's a scary thought.
It is a scary thought, so I'm not sure the world's ready for it. But again, two fairly typical size and statured people rather than the other aspects, but can get in the airplane and have fun and get that done. And that's what we see. We really see this as an airplane that we expect our current owners to be able to jump in, to get back and have more fun, to bring people into the industry on the bottom end from a training standpoint. And that's what we really want to do. We see this as a way to grow the industry, get more people introduced to the fun of flying, and that's been the Cirrus goal all the way through. And this just takes that a little bit further than we've done in the past.
Do you see this as a cornerstone of a future Cirrus pilot training system?
Definitely is. We've got our Cirrus pilot training centers out there now using the SR-20s and the 22s, doing a great job. This will allow our training centers to expand the market reach that they have, as well as allow us to expand the number of training centers and add more training centers in smaller markets, get people in at a more reasonable cost, so start flying. So again, it is going to be the cornerstone and the initial building block. This is the entry point for the Cirrus family, and we expect to really get out there and exploit that, put it to the market.
Well, one of the things that we think is, well, actually, there's two things we think are kind of interesting. There are people who are interested in this as, for its own reasons that, they want an LSA, but at the same time, it gives them, the first step on the Cirrus path to SR-20, SR-22, and the jet, and so forth. But also, I'm finding a number of Cirrus owners with SR-20s and SR-22s that want to keep their airplanes, but they want something to play with at the local, aerodrome at P-Patch and just run around for, turn the $200 hamburger back into a $100 hamburger again.
Exactly. We all fly because it's fun. The 20, the 22 are great mission capable aircraft. They're great transportation aircraft. But again, like a corporate jet is a great transportation aircraft, may or may not have the functionality or ability to just go out and play with it. This is an airplane that somebody can go out and play with, have a lot of fun, and puts the fun back into flying.
And finally, when are we going to see John Gouchen in SRS?
Well, hopefully I'll be in one early on in the process. Sporty's Pilot Shop bought the first SRS at the EA last year, so they'll have the first airplane.
You may have an in with Hal on that one.
I think I have an in with Hal, so I'm going to have to beg, borrow, and steal to get in Hal's, but that'd probably be the first time you see me in an SRS.
Note to Hal, get John in the airplane. Hal, buddy, pal, friend. Wait a second. The heck with John. Hal, I'm your friend. I'm your buddy. I'm your pal. You get the first one of these, call me, Bubby. Let's do lunch. But let's do lunch 100 miles away. John, we thank you much for your time. We're looking forward to seeing how the SRS develops over a period of time. And more important than anything else, just seeing how this fits into what has always been a high-class operation with Cirrus and how the community adapts to its little brother.
And again, we're very, very happy, excited to be in this market space. Again, Cirrus, there's a lot of great things going, a lot of great challenges. We're excited about the future for this industry, both on the top, bottom, and the middle end of our business.
For God's sakes, John, cheer up.
I'll work on that.
All righty. Thanks so much.
The Cirrus Design website doesn't yet have the SRS listed among its models, so for more information, follow the link provided in the data block accompanying this AeroCast to find the press release from Sebring. You can find video coverage of both these interviews, including some great views of the plane, at www.aero-tv.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.